brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, we just aired most of the Vivian Kubrick interview. I had told the crew to cut almost all of me out because I've been on the air about 4 hours at that point in the freezing cold. And when I get tired, I really start going, because that's like how I say, But we're going to put that out on YouTube in the next 30 minutes at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you're a radio listener and want to be able to go see it in high def. We'll have that interesting interview and also some more of the high-def footage of the police attacking us that no one's seen yet. That will be posted. That had aired live in overdrive, but just the audio, and it had been breaking up some. So it's high-def audio, high-def video, premiering that here, that interview. And if I can ever get her to come to town and talk about all the other stuff and all the amazing Hollywood stuff, she was telling me about how she tried to stop animal abuse in Hollywood. You go to drudgereport.com today. That's like the top story is all about Spielberg again and animals dying or getting hurt on his movies. 27 animal deaths on The Hobbit. Hollywood Reporter, A Life of Pi, Tiger, Damn Near Drowned, Dog Punch Repeatedly in Popular Disney Movie, Secret Email Documents Exposed, Spielberg Protected by Cover-Up, War Horse Death, More. And, man, she was telling me about, and that's on record, she had that about Spielberg and about animal deaths and just how they tried to cover it up. But so I can talk about that. But it's just funny, she was talking to me about that a lot privately, and then now it's a big story today. In the news, movies, TV awash, and hidden animal abuse. In the old days, they're going to have a horse battle or whatever. They just run the horses actually off the real cliff to die. And I am against the abuse of sentient animals. My issue is that it then turns into a total anti-human movement and isn't used to actually even protect animals. But everybody I know loves whales and giraffes and things like elephants. But the larger issue is I don't want the animal movement to turn into an anti-human movement. I said I'd go into overdrive to take your phone calls, and I appreciate everybody holding. I'll see how many I can get to right now, and then I've got to end it. I apologize because my voice is going out from this weekend screaming. Let's talk to Kathy in Texas. You were at the JFK protest. If you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Excellent, Alex. Excellent. And it was heartening to witness, see the brave and beautiful men, women, and children out there standing up against tyranny. Also, I want to thank you to the outstanding InfoWars crew. And if Sheriff Valdez up there and that first probably needs to reevaluate her oath and commitment to the U.S. Constitution. And I want to wish you and all InfoWarriors out there a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We're going to jump. Kathy had beautiful words, but, man, her phone had that perfect frequency. My dad's cell phone does that, and it's almost like migrating voice, but times 10. Like, a little bit of it is endearing, I guess, but a lot of it is, wow, you could put me in a torture chamber with that. And it wasn't her voice. It was the perfect, just like a laser beam of sound. Telephones can do that. Chris in Georgia, we only got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's my cell phone doing?
Very soft and wonderful. Very heavenly.
All right, listen, I got another mild criticism.
Okay.
You're talking always about the dumbed-down populace and the portion of the American people that are waking up, fluoride heads and all that. But, you know, you realize those are not the people that you're talking to on your show. The people that get on your show are not those people.
No, I know, but I'm not talking about you. I always say that. I'm talking about these are victims. We shouldn't even be mad at them. We need to reach out to them. And the people I'm really mad at are people that are aware of all this and are just using it for power. But I hear you. I apologize. I'll try to be more clear. Thank you so much. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide transmission, the 25th day of November, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to make a little announcement here. I will undoubtedly be calling in and Skyping in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're running a rebroadcast Friday, but I have absolutely sworn up and down to take my children hiking and camping, and I never take off. Even when I take off, I'm working constantly, so I am going to take off the next 4 days. But David Knight, who is proven to be a great co-host and fill-in host and host of InfoWars Nightly News, he will be here with most of our reporters on the Nightly News and, of course, doing the radio show on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if he wants to, he can do Thursday as well. Certainly a lot of breaking news, and I'll be calling in on the show. Wild horses obviously cannot and will not drag me away, but I am going to take my children camping as promised. And I was going to go to Colorado and also kill two birds with one stone a few weeks ago and go on George Norrie's TV show, pre-taped two episodes of that. But I had a lot of family and InfoWars operation stuff pop up, crop up at the very same time. So I had to cancel that Colorado camping trip. So I'm going to take off a few days and do a mini trip outside Austin. Or who knows, we may go out to a family ranch in East Texas or something. I'm not sure yet, but my children are hopping up and down, and I'm absolutely ready to go do that and then come back on Friday and have Thanksgiving with my parents. But I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving coming up as well. There's obviously a lot of big world news breaking. We're going to cover it all. We have the reports right here. Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia warns it will strike on its own, even without Israel. London Telegraph and Bragg's, they've secured nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And, of course, that's not going to go too well because you just watch if this happens. The reason the Joint Chiefs have not allowed, and they're not in command, they've just threatened to quit. If Obama tries to launch an attack on Iran, because the word is, right around the time the last year of Bush's administration, 6.5, 7 years ago, they were completing atomic weapons and warheads, and then have now completed being able to put them on top of medium-range missiles that can hit Israel, obviously. And you want to gamble that the Iron Dome weapon anti-missile system will be able to stop them? Probably won't be able to stop them. So I'm going to just keep announcing that. You only hear it here, and if you don't believe me, that's fine. I told you Saudi Arabia had nuclear weapons. I mean, South Africa had them, and it came out later. There's many more countries have them. And, of course, India and Pakistan are the big issue. If a nuclear war starts, it's probably going to be there. That's what most analysts say. They've had a couple wars with each other over the disputed Kashmir region, and they absolutely hate each other. You see, folks, people think the Muslims hate America, and on average they don't. They want to move here and be in a freer culture, but while still keeping their non-radical Muslim values. And many of them are great people. But you do have the radical Islam that the globalists have been funding, supporting, and putting in charge, because they don't want truly progressive, I don't mean globalist, New World Order, socialist progressive, but truly progressive societies in the Middle East. They want backwards controlled areas run by basically Bedouins that British intelligence hired in 1903 that pretty much run the whole region now. And that's what the House of Saud is. And the Muslims hate each other more than anybody else. And the Indians and Pakistanis hate each other. The Hindus and the Muslims. There's a lot of groups in India, but it's the Hindus and the Muslims that are really, if you study the cultural battles, that's the big issue. That's how it is in Africa. One African tribe will hate the other African tribe right across the river. The animists will hate the Christians. The Christians will hate the Muslims. The Muslims will hate the Christians. And people will find a reason to go rob and kill somebody. So we call it racism, and people nowadays think the only form of discrimination or abuse is racism. Racism is just a modern term for tribalism between different ethnic groups. But historically, it'd be groups of Romans before they unified what is Italy today, killing each other in hundreds of years of war, before the city of Rome ended up first conquering what is Italy. Before that, it was known as just the land of the Romans. It hadn't been known as Italy until the last 1,000 years or so. And those guys over the hill, they're bad, we're going to kill them. Exact same genetic group. And that's what's so frustrating. We've been colonized by foreign offshore megabanks who are literally waging war against the human condition and trying to dumb us down in Europe and the U.S. and in Australia, teaching in globalist standardized tests that 2 plus 2 equals 5, 5 plus 5 equals 12, literally. Brown bags and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. So you're all just seeing all this stuff to fight about everywhere and obsessed with what color you are or what religion, instead of all of us going under a scientific dumbing down takeover. So you say, well, that's ridiculous saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist and, you know, don't ask for them on the school menu because it hurts Hispanic children's feelings. That's meant to get the Hispanics going, yeah, I am offended by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we're all fighting with each other when we would all just really be getting along. It was Christians and good people who came together to end the last 500 years of ethnic slavery. Because 500 years ago, there were big struggles in Europe predominantly, whites who did not want to be slaves anymore to other whites. They called it feudalism. So as feudalism fell out in the last 500 years, they said, okay, well, we've got to turn somewhere else. We'll just literally send our ships to the western coast of Africa, grab people, and take them to slave plantations all over the Caribbean to produce sugarcane to make rum to ship back to Europe. And there were big fights and cities burned down in Europe. If you go back 500, 400, 300 years ago, over-ending slavery. It wasn't like it was some debate that just started with the North versus the South. There were, look it up, there were anti-slavery riots burning major cities in Europe over the African slave trade, ladies and gentlemen. Because they had just gone through it there. They estimate that millions of Christians died in different religious wars, with Catholics killing Protestants and Protestants killing Catholics. Just went on and on and on. And wars in the Netherlands and five or six giant wars in England and huge wars in France. See, there's all this real history. And I'm not lessening slavery here. It's terrible. The point is, it's like it's the only human experience they teach when it's perpetual. It's the same story over and over again. And now we're going into slavery to the New World Order. They're poisoning our food, poisoning our water, destroying our dollar, going after our families, deindustrializing us, and teaching people the oppression is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That oppression is brown bags. That oppression is saying mother and father. That's hurtful to gays. This is total cultural overwrite with a plastic, fake, globalist culture that wants you to be one thing. Absolutely alone with no community, but also not an individual, because then you see the television as your friends and the plastic culture as your fake community. They have to destroy real community and real communitarianism to then bring in a false communitarianism. They have to destroy true sustainability, being able to take care of yourself, and bring in a false sustainability that actually makes your life unsustainable and has a lot of trappings that sound reasonable. It's so sophisticated how they do this. Now, here's what's coming up today. Obviously, nuclear Iran deal, Saudi Arabia warns it will strike out on its own. That is big, big news. We told you this for years. It's already started in Europe. Now it's starting here. I've told you this probably 1,000 times that this is the real sign. Financial Times of London, top financial paper in the world. U.S. banks warn Fed interest rate cut could force them to charge for depositors. That is devaluation of the currency. That is Weimar beginnings. And then once it starts speeding up, folks, it's warp speed. Now, they've depressed the economy to try to balance out that they're actually inflating the currency. I tell you, it's so sophisticated what they're doing. And there's no way they're going to be able to keep control of it, no matter how many computerized frauds they've got. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. This is the lineup for some really crazy stuff to happen. Also, Paul Watson's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Huge breaking news on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. France planned false flag attack in Britain. Intelligence services considered assassinating Muslim leader and then blaming neo-Nazis. And this is in the major German-French papers, but it's not been picked up anywhere other than that yet. This is breaking in the English-speaking press at Infowars.com. It's also being reported in Israel, so I guess that's English-speaking there as well. But the point is that this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson is going to be joining us. He can finally talk about his book and what really happened, some of what really happened inside the White House. Mr. Bongino, the Secret Service agent, is going to be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then, in the last 30 minutes of the show, something really amazing happened when I was in Dallas on Thursday. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what that is, and we're going to premiere an interview with her, the great filmmaker and composer in her own right, the daughter of the greatest filmmaker ever, Stanley Kubrick, is going to be joining us. Well, we have a taped interview with her with a lot of powerful information. She doesn't do interviews. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1229.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1274.42, $637.21 for a half ounce, or $318.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1274.42, $637.21, and $318.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We'll be victorious.
ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Anyways, Vivian Kubrick. I know enough about Stanley Kubrick and watched all the films over and over again, have all the box sets, grew up with my mother and dad, you know, taking me to see all the movies when they would come back into theaters, like 2001 Space Odyssey, Dr. Strangelove, you name it. My mother grew up walking, you know, a mile with her friends to go to the Paramount Theater here in Austin, Texas, and watch the Kubrick films when they actually came out. She was a teenager whenever Dr. Strangelove came out, famously exposing the Rand Corporations and plans to cause a nuclear war so they could set up a military dictatorship. Now they just use Al-Qaeda to take away our liberties, so we're very blessed. But it was, I mean, I'm not starstruck anymore. I've been invited to travel the world and go all these amazing places with really famous people, but it's all off record. And I'm glad that other interesting people want to know me. I'm kind of flabbergasted by it sometimes. You know, Kurt Vonnegut was a listener, and I talked to him, and he sent me art, but he didn't want to come on the show. He said, I've sworn to not give any more speeches, and I'm done now. And he died like 6 months later. That's one of the few really famous people I can, you know, talk about because it's on record. He sent me art and things. But so many other really, really famous, interesting people who are incredibly smart in person. Like, you'll be around them talking to them, and you can't believe they're actually talking to you, and everything they say is just so thought-provoking. I'm just honored to get to know all these people. But Vivian Kubrick, of course, was his protege. He said the smartest of his kids. She worked on a bunch of his films, and they would give her nom de plumes so that people wouldn't say nepotism, and they'd say, who's that person you got editing? Who's that person doing the score? Who's that person on camera? You know, Steven Spielberg would try to hire the nom de plumes that she had. And she told me so much about her dad in the 2 days that we hung out and had dinner 2 or 3 hours a night with the crew. And most of it she didn't say is off the record, but some of it was. So I'm just not going to tell any of it. Someday if she wants to come on the show and talk about all that, I mean, because I'm a Kubrick fan, watched the documentaries, read a book about it. I'm not like a, you know, stalker fan to the point of I know everything, but I know a lot about Stanley Kubrick. And those are films I can watch over and over again. 2001 Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket. It's Vivian Vanessa Kubrick. Born 1960. They've got her Wikipedia up there. But the issue is that talking to her, it was just really enlightening, and I felt uplifted. And she just had a really great spirit about her. And the first night we went down to protest the Federal Reserve Wednesday night, about 200 people, 250 showed up, great people, impromptu to protest the real power structure that killed Kennedy when he signed the executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve. And I was petting this beautiful American bulldog, the prettiest I'd ever seen, that this fella actually was holding in his arms, this really big guy. And then I turn, and this very interesting-looking woman, very alive eyes, said, look at my dog. And I was like, oh, sweet, very nice black poodle that she had in her arms, a medium-sized poodle. And I said, well, fantastic, great job. And then I left. And then the next night, we just had our march down to Dealey Plaza to protest the fact that they were going to restrict free speech in most of the city the next day. And Leanne, Richard pulls up after I've been marching for hours in the Suburban to pick me up, take me back to the hotel. And Leanne gets in and goes, hey, that lady says she's Vivian Kubrick and, would like to tell you a funny story about her dad and the CIA. She never told me it was on or off record, so I'm not going to tell that story until she comes on in person sometime. So I said, well, get her number. And I drove by and I said, you know, that actually looks like Vivian Kubrick. I've seen his daughters before, and she's in a bunch of his films. So I called the number. Sure enough, I looked it up online. That's her. She came to the hotel. We talked for about 3 hours, absolutely hit it off. And then the next day she marched with us and got attacked by police. She was in all that. We're now digging through all the footage and getting the really hardcore stuff. We just put out the first video we saw, which shows them shoving me and pushing people to the ground and stuff, but the hardcore stuff, we're now digging it up to put a video out tonight on the nightly news. We have like so many cameras out there, but that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. I never asked her to do an interview. I said, if you ever feel like it, come down to Austin, we'll do it. It doesn't have to be Kubrick on Kubrick, you know, but obviously just about your view on the world. And then the next day after the police attacked her, she just came up and said, okay, I'll be interviewed. So we interviewed her live on the street right after the police attacked us under federal orders for no reason. And so this is the first interview she's done other than one in like 10 years, premiering here, because she's a very private person, and it's going to be very, very interesting, to say the least.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later,
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're live.
Go tell
back 7 o'clock Central Standard Time with InfoWars Nightly News.
Rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him the gods.
We're working on getting Max Kaiser on because he's the one that's been saying for a long time that when they start trying to charge for deposits in the U.S., you know that means inflation's about to really spike up. Well, now that's in the Financial Times of London. U.S. banks warned Fed interest cut could force them to charge depositors. That's a big deal. The biggest issue is Iran nuclear deal. Now Saudi Arabia warns they will strike on its own, even if Israel, the U.S., or NATO don't. Over the peace deal, Iran has struck. And it makes them get rid of their enrichment down to 5%. Which it's really even hard to have reactors for power at that level. So it looks like sanctions actually did bring Iran pretty much to their knees. They failed in taking out Syria so they could then take out Iran because Syria is on Israel's flank. It had to be taken out first. That's why they used Saudi Arabia backed Al-Qaeda. But now Saudi Arabia is literally throwing a fit. And out of all the players in the Middle East, there's some real nasties out there. Saudi Arabia is hands down, and Al-Qaeda is hands down, heads above the rest. In fact, way, way worse. Leagues worse than the other players. And just mischievous and wanting to dominate everything. And I see why. I mean, from 1903 to 1933, one group of Bedouin tribes took over what is Saudi Arabia, Syria, and so many other areas with British intelligence backing. I mean, these guys had 200 square miles in between two mountain ranges of the worst desert in Saudi Arabia today. And under British intelligence backing, took the whole thing over. And now they want the entire world, basically. Not just North Africa, not just Central Asia. They're exporting their people all over the Caucasus to threaten the Russians. They publicly threatened to blow up the Olympics using Al-Qaeda. The head of Saudi intelligence, Bin Sultan Bandar, related to the Bin Ladens. I just can't handle it anymore. And then I've got to have the TSA look me in the eyes and act like I've done something wrong and want to grab my genitals and put me in a scanner when the government runs Al-Qaeda. The illegitimate government runs it. And I'm tired of all the cops in riot gear and all the cameras and all the armored vehicles and the billions of bullets saying it's for Al-Qaeda when you know full well it's for the American people. And now they admit it's for us. And I've had enough. And I'm angry. And I have to go out and basically get roughed up by police to have peaceful demonstration in Dallas for the First Amendment, which the mayor said was banned. And the Dallas police did their job, and so they just sent in the sheriff's department under federal control to attack us. And the message is, we own these streets, you don't. It's pure gangster level. We even overheard the Dallas police the first night, but we missed them then, and I guess higher-ups countermanded it, saying, we got to show him and show them these are our streets, and they can't be out here, and then we're the boss. I mean, man, the level of blockheadedness. We got to show them they just can't stand on the street corner and hand out flyers in America. We got to... Well, you know what? You're going to get shown by the establishment that you don't have anything as well. You fools. You want freedom. You want free speech. You want checks and balances. That's what made America so successful. Everybody else is authoritarian. Everybody else doesn't let people demonstrate. And they're hell holes. Western civilization, cradle of freedom, and it's all being reversed. It's all being lost. And did you notice all the prosperity is going out the window at the same time? And I want my children to grow up in a free country. Listen, if there was some great free country with lower taxes, I would leave. Except that I have, and there are a few actually that are better out there. I've looked into it. But I have such roots here that I'm not going to abandon ship. And I see a lot of positive things happening, too. Don't get me wrong. I see military waking up, a lot of police waking up. I see moves to start impeaching the Attorney General, moves to impeach Obama. I'm seeing a lot of awakening. That's good, but it's not enough, folks. I mean, they're teaching kids 2 plus 2 equals 5, and that mom and dad is a bad word, father and mother, and that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. To traumatize 7-year-olds that they're racist because mommy gave them peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So they can henpeck little kids and teach them they're bad because they're white. And the new Common Core curriculum says all whites are racist, basically. I covered that yesterday. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with in this country. Total balkanization, total psych warfare, totally criminal. The government is illegitimate at the top. It's trying to get the lower level people to carry out crimes. It doesn't matter, though. The government is now illegitimate from pillar to post. It didn't matter if the Dallas police followed the judge's injunction that we could demonstrate. It didn't matter if after the ceremony, Dealey Plaza had to be opened up and we went in first. They were opening all the barricades. We go in. The feds across the street in front of witnesses said, we're not going to let Alex Jones do that. Get over there. They masked up, went over and pushed us out of there to show us we're the boss, Homeland Security. We run this show. We'll do what we want in America. They federalized units in every police department, every sheriff department in major cities. Now they're federalizing everything else. And they sent thugs that had criminal glints in their eyes over there. And I just want to thank God for giving me the self-control to sit there and put up with it. We're going through all the footage to get the really hardcore stuff. Rob Dew had walked down the street and ran back. That's how we got this from behind. None of us got the first of it except on our live feeds. We have to go into the live feed archives to get the really brutal stuff, where they had that guy's head pinned up against the wall right there, ramming it, choking people, knocked a girl off a guy's shoulders. This is the stuff I saw. We're going to get it all and have it by tonight's show. We all got back tired this weekend, and we just have dozens of hours of footage to go through, but we're going to do it. Now, let's just stop right there. I want to shift gears to our top story that is up on Infowars.com. And I'm going to need a document cam here in just a moment. The story is up on Infowars.com. It is the top story on Infowars.com. France planned false flag terror attack in Britain. Intelligence services considered assassinating Muslim leader, blaming neo-Nazis. And I worked on this article with Watson. I asked his view on it from the different intel pieces we had, and I concur with his analysis 100%. This guy that calls for violence against non-Muslims and the takeover of Europe and turning it into a new Muslim holding is a MI6, MI5 operative. He is protected, and he is connected directly to real terror attacks in France, and French intelligence wants him dead. But notice they were going to use a false flag to blame it on neo-Nazis at the same time. This is breaking at Infowars.com. It's in French, German, and Israeli papers, but not in the Western news. It's up on Infowars.com. Now, joining us is Paul Joseph Watson from England, breaking this. One of the biggest groups in England are the ones that are releasing these documents. And basically, again, I'm not for assassinating people and false flagging and blaming it on the right wing to then restrict free speech in France, which they were going to double back and do. But this is a great example, if true, of how these intelligence agencies, even when they get back at each other, use false flags to get the job done. Paul Watson.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, it's a report by the pressure group Hope Not Hate. Concerns a French intelligence plot to assassinate the Muslim hate preacher, the hook-handed cleric Abu Hamza. And basically what happened, they were frustrated at the fact that the British intelligence services, which, as all our other research shows, clearly runs the European branch of Al-Qaeda. You've got hundreds of terrorists flocking from Britain to Syria, under the wing of Anjem Chowdhury, who is also connected to this, and again, working for British intelligence. But this was based on a copy of a 1999 nail bomb attack, which happened in London, killed three people, injured dozens, by David Copeland, who was a far-right terrorist. So the French planned to stage a false flag, use similar tactics, similar weapons to the Combat 18 neo-Nazi group in Britain, then blame it on them and therefore avoid responsibility for their attack. But as he said, they wanted to get rid of Abu Hamza because they thought that the British intelligence services were basically protecting him. In fact, they referred to London as Londinistan because of the ease with which these Al-Qaeda networks go in and out of the country. Because over and over again, we've proven that British intel runs Al-Qaeda in Europe. Harun Rashid Aswat, the so-called mastermind of the 7/7 bombings, was on the MI5 payroll, and he was one of the closest aides to Abu Hamza in the late 90s. So they were both working for British intelligence. Hamza admitted he was working for Special Branch as far back as 1997. And then in 2006, he said his hate preaching had been tacitly approved by MI5. So
that's right. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. A SWAT was over the 7/7 bombings on record, and I literally had police threaten to arrest me when I was on the streets trying to interview witnesses about this with you just a few days after the 7/7 bombings. I went to London, and we turned out it was a drill. They were patsies who thought they were part of a drill. Some figured it out and ran. They were shot to death at Canary area. there. And again, this is how they set them up. But the point is, this is on record. Even Fox News and the Associated Press has reported that MI5, MI6 were handling the SWAT character who then was trying to create terror networks, but they couldn't do it. So then they hired people who thought they were part of a drill. And let's understand this. We can't get our reporters into England sometimes. Michael Savage can't get into England. Former Navy SEALs can't get into England if they ever criticize Islam in any way. But you're allowed to be actual Al-Qaeda and be involved in terror bombings.
Well, exactly. I mean, look at this group called Al-Muhajirun. It's led by Anjem Chowdhury and Omar Bakri Mohammed. That's the group that's training and equipping all the terrorists to travel from the UK to Syria. Back in 1997, Ron Susskind, the journalist, was told by the cohort of Chowdhury, Bakri Mohammed, that they were also working for British intelligence. So again, they admit they're working for British intel. They send all the terrorists out to Syria. When those terrorists come back, they're then arrested by the government. So they're all working for British intelligence. These are the chief European network leaders of Al-Qaeda. Another one, Abu Qatada, he was the inspiration for European Al-Qaeda. Turned out he was MI5. Every single case you look at leads back to British intelligence, and it's the same with this guy, Abu Hamza, which apparently is why the French were trying to assassinate him, because there were good agents within those security services in France, and they realized that, you know, he was one of the boys, he was on the team, so... The only thing they could do is hatch this plot to get rid of him.
Expanding on that, Paul, separately, five of the leaders of Al-Qaeda worldwide were all born in the U.S., and one of them is Jewish, Adam Gadon, and his father is the former, or grandfather is the former head of the ADL. He was arrested beating up Muslims in Los Angeles until he figured out how to go become Al-Qaeda so that he could play the part of Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And then they use the Al-Qaeda threat to take our liberties while turning the Middle East and Egypt over to Al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, look at the guy whose supposed plot, the Christmas Day bombing, led to the intensification of the TSA harassment, the body scanners, Anwar al-Awlaki. He was the inspiration for five of the 9/11 hijackers. Yet, as Fox News reported, he was dining at the Pentagon months after 9/11, and it was also admitted that he was working for the FBI. So the very inspiration behind the alleged hijackers on 9/11 visits the Pentagon months after, and then, you know, goes on after that to become the inspiration for the Times Square bombing, that attempted bombing, the Fort Hood shooting. He was the inspiration behind that.
And
as
by
well.
The way, they declared national security on that with Major Hassan for 2 years. He was being run by Awlaki, and the CIA knew, and they declared national security on those emails and will not even declare it a terror attack. Let's put the Fox News headline back up. The guys were able to find it. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. That's actually not an exclusive. We actually broke that, ladies and gentlemen. But the whole issue is that even when I mention that now on national TV or radio, they laugh and say I'm a liar. The number two guy in Al-Qaeda, who I predicted they would fake kill, claimed they killed him in a drone strike. Totally made up, folks. He's got a nose job, beard's cut off. He's in probably Hawaii right now with 15 mistresses, you know, at a topless bar. Literally, ladies, just like the 9/11 hijackers. Totally set up, double, triple agents, bare minimum. Triple crossed right there. But the issue is, this is an intelligence op, and why do they do it? To take our liberties, Paul. This is incredible.
And they also do it to kind of racket up this racial strife both in the US and Britain, because you remember the Woolwich attacks, the killing of Lee Rigby. Well, it turned out that the culprit of that was again a protege of Anjem Chowdhury, who is the guy which, according to this report, has become the single biggest gateway to terrorism in recent history. Yet his cohort admitted before 7/7 that his group was working with the approval of MI5, the biggest gateway to terrorism in British history, and they're working hand in hand with MI5.
Good job, Paul. And I want to give credit where credit's due. I thought we were the first English-speaking group to put this out. The Huffington Post actually had it, but I'm glad you've done a report on it, pointing out the background. French security services plan to assassinate Abu Hamza. And then here it is now out of the Telegraph, just now breaking as well. So we're all basically breaking at the same time. French spies and neo-Nazi plot to kill Abu Hamza. I mean, that Abu Hamza guy is just a disgusting blob trying to radicalize everybody so they can then again take British folks' rights. It's so disgusting. I mean, I am so sick of being treated like a terrorist when I'm totally innocent and the government runs the terrorists, Paul.
Well, exactly. But those other reports you mentioned don't talk about the fact that Abu Hamza is MI5, so they only give you half the story, which is why people are coming to Infowars.com. But
so sick, yeah, of, I'm so sick of Adam Hamza. I saw that fat pig on television when I was over in England. Yeah, he's on television over there calling for killing everybody. I mean, it's so obvious he's a government agent. It's come out he is. He brags he is.
But eventually they had to extradite him. It took years and years, despite his clear links to Al-Qaeda. Finally, in October last year, they extradited him to the U.S. So these patsies, these stooges, only have a limited time span before they become redundant.
I guess they were playing clips of him, but they do have a guy. Who's the guy I saw on TV that looks just like him?
Jim Chowdhury.
Yeah.
He's still active.
Yeah, that's the one. That's just disgusting. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Paul Watson, thank you so much. Let's come back and add any other little key tidbits. I want to finish up with this. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's
866-295-5305. I hear the train come. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. and time keeps dragging on.
Folks, coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, the daughter of Stanley Kubrick, a filmmaker and composer in her own right, incredible lady to talk to. Exclusive interview. She's done like one discussion. I looked it up in like a decade about a film in a film panel, and that's it. And I'm just flattered that she's a listener and really enjoyed talking to her and learned a lot. She says she's going to come to Austin sometime, probably come on air with us, and obviously let us pick her brain about so many things that are out there. Because Stanley Kubrick was just, the words were close to very, very private. And people don't really know a lot about him. In fact, I was told quite a bit, and a lot of it wasn't off record, but I'm still just not going to talk about it until she says some of it. Incredibly interesting. I mean, she was in there working on a bunch of his films. She was his main protege, and it certainly wasn't nepotism, because you can see the scores she came out with and the work she did on everything from Eyes Wide Shut to Full Metal Jacket, and it's amazing. That's coming up. Dan Bongino will be joining us. He can now finally speak about some of the stuff that he did during the Secret Service that's in his book. Now that his book is officially out, the publisher will allow him to talk about that, obviously. That's for 30 minutes. Paul Watson's with us right now. Briefly, in the last decade plus, the first person I learned about it was about 14 years ago. My girlfriend, now my wife, liked this particular type of coffee that was from Chiapas, Mexico. It was pretty expensive. And then I learned that the owners of the company were fans, and I wanted to put out a private label of it myself, but then they're in some national food stores and got cold feet. And then I did research, and lo and behold, learned that folks that we've worked with for a while, InterHealth Botanicals, are able to secure it, but they get it directly from the same co-op in Chiapas, and it is the same coffee. I've been drinking this coffee, I say 10 years, it's 14 years since I met my girlfriend, and it is my favorite coffee. And it's Arabica, and in the office there's like 15 different flavors of it, you know, types and roast. But the whole office tested it for a few weeks, and we decided on this particular blend unanimously. It's a medium roast. Wake Up America Immune Support, available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 1 pound of it is $17, and the other brand of it's like 30-something. Just to give you an idea, folks, this is a really gourmet coffee at a reasonable price, and the small amount of profit we make helps fund the operation. And it's called Wake Up America Patriot Blend, and it's a shade grown in the mountains of Chiapas. It's basically like Guatemalan coffee, but better in my view. Guatemala was my favorite previous to that, Guatemalan Arabica. And then we have infused with the organic, a special type of mushrooms for the immune system, and we have that for $19. You can get big discounts when you get 10 packs if you buy a pack and like it, or you can buy 2 packs, or you can buy a combo pack, 2 packs of each, or 1 pack of each type. We'll have more varieties and stuff that comes out. But we just launched it Friday. It's already a huge success. And just like the nascent iodine, the first product of InfoWars Life, these great vitamins, minerals, supplements, and high-quality food products we're going to be rolling out, if you go there, you've heard nothing but unanimous love for this nascent iodine. It's proprietary. It's really special. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com, all the things it does for the thyroid, the body, and personally for my clarity. And then, of course, I'm a big coffee drinker, as you know, and this is my favorite coffee. For 2 years, I've tried to put it out, did a lot of research, and then it was hiding in plain view with folks we've already been working with for a decade. Isn't that funny how that works? Is that great minds think alike. Our patriot minds think alike, so that's what's going on. We're going to have a one-minute break, talk to Paul for 5 minutes, let him finish up on this huge news of the French planting a false flag to take out a MI5 agent. The guy's an agent. He's not just a minion. And then we've also got so much more coming up. But the new Wake of America Patriot Blend Coffee, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase helps fund the InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.